podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So those of you who are on your way to the office right now, and some of you might be grumbling about it, like, oh, I don't want to go in the office today. But what if there was something at the office that made it really worth your while? And so you really looked forward to going to the office each day. And this has nothing to do with the job itself. It has to do, I guess this could be considered perks in one way or another. Things that just make the office really interesting. They went out and they asked thousands of people, what would you want in your dream office? And we thought this would be fun to talk about on our show and let Dom in the Morning listeners kind of fill in the blanks. I'll tell you some of the things that people said in the survey, and you tell me, just kind of as thought starters for you. One person said they wanted bowls of free fruit every day, just lying around. And that would make the
bowls
day.
Bowls of oranges, huh?
Yeah, oranges All right. and apples and things like that. Other people said free deodorant and toiletries in the restrooms.
Necessary for some,
yeah.
Yes.
I love it when you go into a bathroom with that junk just there, like a free Target.
Do you share the deodorant?
Oh, that's none of your business.
Disgusting.
Some people said a gym on site.
Yes, that would be awesome. That's
so,
good.
Right. What if we open this up and we said, what would make for a dream office for you? I know what I would want, but you guys can go first if you would.
I want a churro machine and my own private bathroom.
Oh, you could do your twosies and
yeah,
be okay.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice to have your just in like country club style with rich mahogany, nice wood in your own stall. Everything is your own. Right. And a churro machine, because they're so good.
A churro machine.
Yeah, don't you guys like churros?
Sure, who doesn't love a good churro? Emily?
Well, I've got two as well. First, I would like a puppy parlor, you know, just where you can go. You can take
play
just
with
a little
puppies.
5 minute, okay. Go in, you roll around with the little nippers.
Smell like poopy a lot, though.
No, it would smell like vanilla. And the other thing is that I would want either the entire floor to be covered with a trampoline or a separate trampoline room.
It's pretty good.
I think it would be fun.
With
I think
the
it's
walls,
great,
too.
Right. It's great exercise. Remember, just people just like bounce. Boing, boing, boing.
Killer idea.
I want the floors to
you
be
got, You guys all have, you both have really good ideas. Between the churro machine, private bathroom, jumpy room.
Don't get me started on the dolphin petting pit.
No, let's keep it reasonable. How have I never heard of a churro machine before?
It's like a warming cabinet, kind of, and they're in there.
Oh,
and
so
they
it doesn't
spin.
Like it doesn't like make them and roll them out.
No, they'll be made, but this keeps them warm, right, and you can go to it at any time.
Doesn't it? It almost looks like one of those like old time popcorn machines.
Sure,
on
you
wheels.
Can put it on a cart, and make the rounds in the office.
Okay,
it's all
so
right.
We're talking about what goes in your dream office. Here's Casey. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
What are you putting in that dream office?
Well, first, I totally agree with Emily. A puppy play area is a necessity. Second, nap pods should be real.
Yes, that's great.
My aunt works at Google, and it sounds like the coolest job ever.
No kidding. Lucky.
A nap pod. They I heard that in pods. Japan, they have a bunch of businesses that opened up in these work areas that are places you go in and you rent a little pod and you sleep in it for about an hour, and then
it's pretty good.
It's awesome.
I think that would help productivity, too, don't you think?
Definitely.
Yeah, it's a little boost, energy boost.
Yeah, you have your lunch, and then you take your nap, and then you're back at it.
Yep.
And then you're refreshed and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. You know how many people would be trying to sneak somebody into the nap pod with them?
Yeah, that would be
Dom.
You, Tessa.
They would not.
Yes, come you
I'm
would.
Very respectful at work.
You can get three people
Ish.
In here.
Casey. Casey, have a great day.
You too.
This character assassination has got to stop. Here's Andrea. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
So what's going in your dream office?
Well, as I was saying when I called in, it's not so much a dream but a reality. I worked in a couple of co-working spaces downtown where they really try to make it, you know, like what we're talking about, a place where you want to go and be productive.
Mm-hmm.
So they allow you to bring your pets. There's open kitchens. A lot of them have, like, kegerators.
I like
that. It's not every day, but people do bring in, you know, free snacks and things like that. And depending on the company you're working
right.
for,
now,
there,
the whole
like,
idea.
Might...
Okay. Now, the idea of a bar at the office in a way kind of appeals to me, but I would want it to be like an old fashioned pub type of bar. I don't want it to just be something in the kitchen with alcohol.
So you want like a wood bar?
Yeah, I want it to be dark. I want it to have an actual bar, the big pub thing.
Like a Western bar?
Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, one of them isn't so much, you know,
UK style, but it is like wood top. There's, you know, a bartender. There's more.
Hey, bartender, give me a sarsaparilla.
Andrea, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Put that right next to the nap pod.
What happened to the lady who wanted a horse?
She gave up on us.
She wanted a horse?
She rode off? She wanted horse stalls in her office.
So she could ride her horse.
Where does she work?
I don't know. She works in her dream office with her horses.
And the horse she rode in on.
Of course.
Hello, Sandy.
Hi, how are you guys this morning?
Well, if we could get the bar and the made-to-order breakfast and the churro machine
and the
life would be good. Puppy pod, we'd be all right. What do you need?
I need fresh flowers every few days and an ice machine for the beverages.
Well, we do have an ice maker here. We have an ice machine at our station.
We do,
questionable.
But it's a little sketchy sometimes.
Oh, you're lucky.
We have that, but no fresh flowers.
No, we really
don't. I want fresh flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. There you go, girl.
And that's not even too much to ask, really, is it?
I know. It just brightens your mood with fresh flowers.
So. Attracts bees,
though. I bet it'll only be like 10, 15 bucks a week max, don't you?
Exactly. So guys, get that taken care of, okay?
We're on it, Sandy.
On it.
I know you are. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
We're
Have
lying.
A great day.
We're not. We're lying.
We can't get our minds off the churro machine.
And the horse.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.